my new Power Thoughts devotional today.
New from Joyce Meyer, available now wherever books are sold or visit us online at joycemeyer.org. Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
Godfrey Electric is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving St. Lucie, Martin, Palm Beach, and Broward counties. Godfrey Electric specializes in industrial, commercial, and residential electrical service work. Godfrey Electric, an underwriter of the WCNO Ministry, is available on the web at www.godfreyelectric.com or at 561-833-3753.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
In the book of Matthew chapter 6, it talks about what people call the Lord's Prayer, which is just really a model prayer. It's a model to pray, but it says, "Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done." One of the things I want to kind of shift our thinking in, and you're going to hear this more and more and more until we start to think like this. Many things that we've been taught haven't happened yet have already happened. Amen. So I call it the postponement theology that pushes everything, Christ's kingdom as well, pushes it off to the future sometime. See, if we study scripture, we'll find that after Christ's death, burial, and resurrection, well, let me go a little ahead of that. While he walked the earth, he and John the Baptist were bridging two times, the Old Testament to the New. So they, for the time, the 33 years that he walked on the earth, they were bridging something. They were bringing to a close one age and opening up another age. Hello? They were bringing the age or the Old Testament, the Old Covenant, to an end. And they were beginning the New Covenant or the New Testament. The indication of that, Jesus in 30 AD started his public ministry. And he preached and he taught and he rebuked the Jewish leaders, rebuked the Pharisees, rebuked that whole government. And he told his disciples in Matthew 24 that the temple was going to be destroyed. They were showing him the beauty of the temple. He said, there's coming a day when not one stone of this temple will be left upon another. Now understand something. Their temple back then in the Old Testament was like Mecca to the nation of Islam. Now, if you know anything about Mecca, they travel. They're a pilgrimage to there. And it's a huge monument that they march around. It's a real spiritual thing with them. But the temple back then was where the presence of God would come. Hello? The glory of God would come into the temple. It wasn't abiding in people. Are you hearing? Even with Samson, it came upon Samson. It didn't dwell in people. The Holy Spirit wasn't given to individuals until after the day of Pentecost. So they would go every year to the temple. And that's when Jesus went in there in that week and found them changing money. In other words, they were money changers. In other words, people that came afar, they were able to exchange money, exchange things for offerings. And the money changers were crooked. You know how Proverbs talks about a just weight, an unjust weight is an abomination with the Lord. Well, the way they measured money and stuff, they measured it on little scales. And a lot of times they would have something fixed, a fixed weight that would be more than what they're saying it is or less than what they're saying it is. So that when you put your right amount on there, it wouldn't be enough. And so you'd have to put some more extra on there. See, these were money changers. They were selling stuff in the temple, making it convenient for people, but they were wicked and they were crooked and they were evil. And Jesus made up some cords and chased them out of his temple. My Father's house shall not be a den of thieves, but a house of prayer. Now understand, he was bridging the old from the new because he was the end of the law. He was bringing something to an end. But he honored it while he was on the earth. The same leaders crucified him. But before they crucified him, he told his disciples, he said, before this generation ends, all these things shall come to pass that he was telling them about. They said, Lord, when shall the end be and what shall be a sign of your coming? When they were talking about the end, understand, they were not talking about the end of the world. They were talking about the end of the age, the end of the Mosaic law, the end of Judaism as they knew it. He said, when you see the desolation of abomination stand in the holy place, he told them, he said, he that is on the roof, tell him don't go back into his house to get anything. Have him flee to the mountains. He that is in the field, have him flee to the mountains. He said, woe unto them that are with child or that give suck in those days. Because, and pray that your journey be not in the winter. This, he was telling that generation that something was about to come, but he was giving them insight and forewarning them. When you see this, flee. Get out of Jerusalem. Because in 66 AD, Titus, Roman Emperor, the Caesar, came with the armies of Rome and surrounded Jerusalem, the holy city, where the temple was. But God forewarned them. He said, because God was going to destroy that. Why? Because they were transitioning. That the old wineskin was going to be destroyed. The way that God dealt with people was going to be different. Because God had become a man now. When he died and rose from the dead at the resurrection, when he lifted up his voice, there was a sound in his voice that rent the veil that was in the temple. In other words, when the veil rent, the presence of God left out of there. No longer would worship be at a temple with sacrifices. No longer would a man have to go behind the Holy of Holies and offer up for atonement. Jesus was the end of that. Come on, I said he was the end of that. That day is over with. Yet people are still pushing that out to the future, talking about the reestablishing of the nation of the natural nation of Israel and sacrifices and all that. Tell me something. What good is offering a bullock or a lamb unto God when he's already offered the supreme sacrifice? He's already offered himself, the Lamb of God, slain for the sins of the world. Everything else beyond that is obsolete. It ain't worth nothing. God doesn't honor it. God doesn't see it. There's nothing to it. But yet they're telling you that there's going to come a time where all this is going to be reinstated for again. For what? He told them, when you see these things, flee. Titus came in and for 4 years, they besieged that city for 4 years until people were eating each other. On the inside, God said there's going to become a time of tribulation that the world has never seen before and never shall see again. There were dead bodies piled up all inside the walls of Jerusalem. Babies, men, women, naked, skeletons. There were factions. They were fighting. Josephus says to just get a little grain of barley. They wouldn't eat during the day. They go into their quarters at night. People would try to cook and they'd eat it before they even cooked it. When Titus came in, they killed everybody in the city. Men, women, boys, girls, killed everybody, killed everything. Tore the temple down brick by brick. Took the gold from within. Everything. But God had forewarned his disciples to flee. When you see this, flee. Don't remain there. Now, postponement theology takes all of that and puts it out in a generation that hadn't even come yet. Hello, don't shout me down now. I think you're thinking deeply now. Scripture backs it up. Now, Jesus is coming again. Tell somebody, Jesus is coming again. But not in a secret rapture. You see, because when he died, was buried, and resurrected, his kingdom started. His rule started. Everybody's waiting on him one day to come back and rule. No. His kingdom has already come. See, this is why the church at large is so weak. And so much like the world, because they don't understand that they are born to be kings now. That we are born to rule now. Not sometime in the distant future whenever Jesus come back for us and rescue us. No, we've been rescued. Well, I feel like shouting if nobody else feel like shouting. I said, we've been rescued. Everything God has to do, he did it already. You know, sometimes people are going to have to do something or they're going to face something they never faced before. And they come, oh, Pastor, Apostle, please pray special for me that the Lord will give me grace. And I said, I'm not. I said, because you already got it. You are equipped to handle, to defeat, to cast down, to destroy anything you face. And you don't need a double portion. You're talking about two Holy Ghosts. You got the Holy Ghost. See, a lot of it just has to do with how you think and how you think about you and what people have told you and what we have listened to and how we've been conditioned. Always waiting on something. How long are you going to wait? Amen. Tell somebody it's time for you to take some action. Time for the sleeping giant to arise. You are loaded for bear. His kingdom is here. Remember he said, the kingdom is among you or is within you. He's not waiting for someday to come back and rule. See, people are waiting. They think he's coming back to rule a natural people. No. He told the nation of Israel, because of their disobedience, he was going to take it from them and give it to another. The Gentiles were grafted in. And guess what? Now it's Jew and Gentile. Do you understand when Jesus walked the earth, he didn't go to the Gentiles. He went only to the Jew. And they refused him. They said, let your blood be upon us and our children. And they crucified him. And they lost their covenant right. Now the new covenant is not just Jew. It's Jew and Gentile. One, there are not two gospels. There are not two covenants. There's one covenant with God. And it encompasses all nations. Come on, don't get it twisted. But see, this is how we've been thinking. We're waiting on something to happen. And we're looking over there. When you see the fig tree blossom. No, the fig tree has blossomed, been cursed, then died, and will never rise again. Amen. We are his holy nation. We are his royal priesthood. We are the called out. We are the ones God will deal with in the earth. The church, his bride, his body. Not another. God's not dealing with a natural people. He's dealing with a spiritual Israel, a spiritual Zion. And you know, people think, well, how are we going to get all this done? The Holy Ghost is going to do it. See, he'll use us, but he's the one doing it. And I think he's capable of doing it. I think he's able to do it. I believe he's going to subdue every kingdom. If he's the same one that brooded upon the face of the water in the beginning, that same Holy Ghost. Don't you think he's able to subdue every kingdom? Till all the kingdoms of the earth become our Lord and of his Christ? Tell somebody the Holy Ghost is able. But see, you got to get in your metron. You got to do your part. There's something you got to do. Because he chose to do it through man. That's why the Holy Ghost was given on the day of Pentecost. Empower us. Tell somebody he's working through you. Get on the job. Time for the sleeping giant to wake up. Be about the master's business. Stop playing games. Devil always try to tell you what you're not. People always try to look down on you, persecute you. See, persecution, if you don't handle it properly, it'll have you with the wrong self-image. You'll be thinking about the wrong things about yourself. We are continuing in our series entitled Dominion, Born to be a King. Why are you trying to get what you already have? When Jesus died, was buried, and resurrected, his kingdom and rule began. Stop waiting for him to come back and rule. We are born to be kings and rule now. We are equipped to cast down, to defeat, to destroy anything and everything that comes our way from the enemy. It's time for the sleeping giant to arise. His kingdom is here. Too many believers do not know who they are, so they do not operate in full kingdom capacity. Kingship and rulership is in the DNA of every saint. Now's the time to utilize all the authority given to you by heaven. Now is the time to govern and to rule. Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.